الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Once again, so it was a pleasure to welcome all of you in our classes. As we mentioned last night, we're going to continue reviewing together this very important subject, which is Tawheed, Islamic monotheism. And we mentioned last night in the first class, and this is the second class, that when it comes to this subject matter, this topic, a Tawheed, we should be very serious as Muslims, very serious. And whenever we hear a class or a lecture or anything that Tawheed is involved, we have to give it our ears, our minds and our hearts. Because this is why we created for, and this is what's going to help us and benefit us in this life and in the hereafter when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we stand in front of Him for accounting. And once again, for the importance of this topic, it should be taught in all schools. Every single school should be taught. But one country, alhamdulillah, Saudi Arabia, in their curriculum, that's what they do, Tawheed, from first grade until a person finishes his studies. And we're reading from the curriculum of the fourth grade, elementary school, the fourth grade. In the previous class, we reviewed together Al-Hikmah fi Khalq al-Khalq, the wisdom behind our creation, why we are created. We're not created for no purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created us, He created us for a reason and a great purpose. And that is to worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, to thank Him, and to devote every act of worship for Him alone. And to not associate partners with Him as other people do. Other people, they worship. Some people worship angels. Some worship human beings. Some worship, including human beings, prophets and messengers. Some worship animals. Some worship the sun and the moon and the stars. While other people worship or still worshiping trees, stones, rock, fire. Rather, everyone should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He alone creates. The angels do not create anything. Prophets and messengers, they did not create anything. They themselves were created. Likewise, the mountains and the sun and the moon, no one creates anything. Allah is the only creator subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He alone maintains and provides for His creatures. So He alone deserves to be worshipped. This term al-ibadah, worship, was mentioned many times in the class of yesterday. That's why there is a class, and you see the size of the classes is very small, a very short classes, alhamdulillah, because they are for the fourth graders. But we can, is a great review for us, the grown-up, and also we need to know the manhaj. What should we teach our children at this stage? Okay, so it's very important, it's a great benefit. الدرس الثاني العبادة. The second class in this section is about العبادة, worship. ما هي العبادة التي خلقنا من أجلها؟ لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. So what is this عبادة, worship, that Allah has created the jinn and the human being for? That's why Allah created us, for worship. Because Allah says in the Surah 51, verse 56, and I have not created the jinn and the human being except to worship me. So what is this worship? العبادة اسم جامع لكل ما يحبه الله ويرضاه من الأقوال والأعمال الظاهرة والباطنة. This is the definition of ibadah. The ulama, they mentioned that this is definition by the great scholar Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, one of the great scholars of Islam, who died almost 700 years ago. This is what he says, this is how he defined al-ibadah, worship. Al-ibadatu ismun jami'un li kulli ma yuhibbuhu Allah wa yardahu min al-aqwali wal-a'mal al-zahira wal-batina. Worship is a comprehensive word that includes all what Allah loves and pleased with. Worship is a comprehensive word that includes all that which Allah loves and pleased with from statements and actions, manifested or hidden. Those who are manifested actions or those who are hidden. Once again, I repeat the definition of ibadah. Al-ibadatu ismun jami'un li kulli ma yuhibbuhu Allah wa yardahu min al-aqwali wal-a'mali al-zahirati wal-batina. Ibadah, worship, is a comprehensive term that includes all what Allah loves and pleased with from statements, actions, whether those are manifested or those are hidden. هذه العبادة التي خلقنا من أجلها كيف نحققها. Now we learned in the previous class that we were created to worship Allah. We were not created to maintain the birds or the sky. We can't even do that anyway. We cannot maintain the birds or provide for them because we cannot even provide for ourselves. So we were created to worship Allah. So how we establish worship? This is a very good question. Since we are created for this, this is the reason why we're created. It's like someone hire you, for example. We'll just give an example. Someone hire you. Okay, the pay is good. The benefits are excellent. And then he says, look, this is what we're going to do. Alright? But then the first question says, how? How we do this? How you want me to do this job? Okay? Because you don't just go to a place and start doing whatever you want to do. No, you're going to do it the way the people want you to do the job. That's why they give orientations. In those orientations, whether it be 3 months or more or less, why they take the people? So to tell them this is the work we want you to do at this time, in this way. So do not come late, don't change the times, and don't change the way we're teaching you. And usually people do not change anything, because they tell them straight out, if you come late or try to change your schedule, they tell them you're not allowed anyway to change your schedule. Okay? And you're not allowed to change anything in this work, on this job. Just adhere, learn and comply. And those people, they hire him, they don't give him his intellect. They didn't give him his vision. They didn't give him his hands or fingers. But they still want him to do every single thing they taught him in those orientation classes. What about when he comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created us, fashioned us in the best form? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us endless bounties, intellect, you can put no price on it. Actually, if a person loses intellect, that's it. They don't even know who they are, what day it is, they don't know their family. You give them a bag full of money, millions or billions, they look at it like trash, mean nothing to them. Nothing. That's a ni'am. Now we have intellect. That's a great ni'mah from Allah. We have vision other people cannot see. We can hear, we can walk, we eat food, we drink water. Some people have a lot of money, cannot do any of these things. They can sleep, they can walk, they can drink, they can eat bread. So we thank Allah for all of these bounties. So Allah creates us for worship. To worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, to show gratitude and thanks, and we praise Him for His endless bounties upon us. So كيف يكون تحقيق العبادة? How we establish worship? قال يكون تحقيق العبادة بطاعة الله بامتثال أوامره واجتناب نواهيه. If I ask you this question, because there is some questions later on الأسئلة. We'll leave that question later on because it's one of the questions. Because remember, pay attention, in the end of this class we're going to ask questions. There is two questions, okay? He says, you establish and fulfill the true meanings of ibadah. If a person wants, because so now, one thing, important thing we know, is that Allah created us, the Arabs and the non-Arabs, the black and white, the rich and the poor, male and the female, including the jinn, not just the human being. So we are all created by Allah alone, and He all want from us one thing, to worship Him. So this is not like some people says, now Islam is only for the Arabs, they worship Allah. We're not Arabs, we don't have to worship. No, it doesn't matter, you're Arab or non-Arab. There is some Arabs who don't worship Allah. No, there are Arabs who are Christian. Yes, there are Arabs who are atheists, wal-iyadu billah. So it's not about the race, nor the color, nor the country you come from. You're a human being? Okay, so this is a reality. You're created by Allah, and Allah wants one thing from you, to worship Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how you know that you are fulfilling this task, that you're really worshipping Allah? Simply by when you see yourself acting upon His commands and staying away from the prohibitions. See how simple it is? It is simple, as said, but may Allah grant us tawfiq and help us to apply this. Because many of the commands come to us and we go blind, like the Quran is not talking to me. Now we hear many commands, it's like, I'm still young. I'm going to do it my way. Once I get 50, then I'm going to... No, it's not the case. You don't breathe the air until 50. You're breathing air right now. You're enjoying your intellect right now, not until you're 50. So you adhere to the commands of Allah right now. Insha'Allah ta'ala. Irshad al-Dars. Anwa' al-ibadah kathira. Now, we talk about the ibadah, and in the definition it says that is a comprehensive word, meaning it includes a lot, acts of worship. There is many types of worship. Minha ibadatun zahira. There is a manifested ones that you perform openly. Who can give me an example? Naam, Ukasha, as-salat, ahsant. Another example. No. As-siyam, fasting, because you fast in Ramadan, people know you're fasting. You cannot hide. Naam, what else? Zakat, you give the zakat to the poor and the like. Naam. What else? Ay naam. Tayyib. Kassalat, naam. Performing the Hajj, ahsant. Kadhalik, performing the Hajj. You don't go somewhere in the desert and make Hajj by yourself. No, but you gotta go Hajj and people see you. You're not making tawaf by yourself. You make a tawaf and around so many others. Now, فَأَنْوَاعُ الْعِبَادَ الظَّاهِرَ مَثَلًا الصَّلَاةِ الدُّعَاءِ الذَّبْحِ slaughter, when you slaughter the animals. بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Who knows what it means in English? بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. بِرُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Being kind and nice to your parents. Having the birr. Al-Walidain is the parents. That's an act of worship, man. Being nice to your parents is not by choice. If they give you, I'm nice. If they don't give you, you're not nice. No. You're going to be nice to your parents. This is an act of worship. Silatul Arham. What does it mean, Silatul Arham? Who knows? Silatul Arham. Ahsant, keeping the ties of kinship. Not just your parents, your grandparents, your cousins, your aunts, uncles. These are people, your family. You don't forget about them. See, well, that's what Islam teaches. Keep the ties of kinship. You care about your family. They have rights over you. You check on them. You call them to Islam if they are non-Muslims. You call them to the Sunnah if they are Muslim but they are upon innovations. You warn them against shirk. This is the best thing you can do for your family members. Make sure they are upon the path of Allah, upon Tawheed, and free from shirk. And likewise, you can help them financially as well if they go through some hardship and alhamdulillah you're able to help. Yes, you can pay their rent if you want, or some of it. You can help them in a hard time if they lose their job. You visit them if they're sick and the like. كذلك التعاون على البر والتقوى. Helping one another upon good and righteousness. نعم. Maintaining the houses of Allah, for example. Make sure that the orphans and the needy are taken care of in our communities. Make sure there is schools for our children. These are from ta'awun, al-birri wa taqwa. This is from the actions of worship. Al-jihad fi sabilillah. But the true term of jihad, not what the khawarij are doing right now in the name of jihad. Now the jihad, as legislated in Islam, in the Quran and the Sunnah. Not the terrorism and the act of terrors that performed by the Khawarij, whether Al-Qaeda or the ISIS now, or whatever they may be, the Takfirij, the Khawarij. That's not jihad. That's not jihad. Ay na'am. والأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. Commanding good and forbidding evil. These are actions of worship that are manifested. ومنها عبادات باطنة. And there is other types of worship that they are hidden. Such as Niyya, Ahsan. Such as, who knows another example? Taqwa, أي نعم. الخوف الخشية الرجاء having fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hope, you know, you hope for the Jannah. Hey, nobody know that. This is something batin, inwardly. لكن مهم أن تعلم أنه يجب أن تصرف العبادة كلها لله سبحانه وتعالى. After we learn this, what is the meaning of ibadah? What is the definition of ibadah? What is the second thing we took? These are not the questions of the class. We're not finished the class yet. So what is the first thing? The first thing in this class we start with. We learned a definition of what? Of? Definition of what? Of fasting? Definition of tahara? Definition of what? Of ibadah. We learned that a definition of ibadah. Number two, what did we say we did? What we do? After that, after we took the definition of ibadah, no. Naam Hussein. Ahsan. How do you establish the ibadah? How do you know yourself? What is the skill that will help you to know if you're really fulfilling this ibadah? Are you acting upon ibadah or not? Remember? With what? That's later on. طيب. And number three, what we mentioned? Naam? That the ibadat are many, many types. Huh? And they can fall under two categories, three, four, five. Two. What are they, Usman? Naam. Those who are manifested and those who are hidden. Ahsan. An example of those who are hidden. Naam, somebody, quick. Al-Khawf. Another one? Niyya, Al-Raja. An example of the ibadat that is manifested. Naam, example? As-Sawm. Salat. Dua. Now here is important thing. All these actions of worship, whether are those who are hidden or those who are manifested, it is an obligation, not a choice. Not whatever a person feel like. Now it is an obligation that all these acts of worship has to be performed and devoted for Allah alone. Not some of them for Allah, while others for somebody else, other than Him. Every single act of worship has to be devoted for Allah and for Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Bayyinah, the ayah number 5, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ وَيُقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they were not ordered or commanded except that they worship Allah alone, making their religion sincerely for Him. Sincerely, meaning for Him alone. And they establish hunafa, meaning upon tawheed, upon Islamic monotheism. They don't mix tawheed with shirk. There are certain individuals, they say they're Muslims, and they pray and fast, but then they call upon dead people in the graves. That's a problem, as we mentioned in a previous class. So these are people, when you ask them, who you pray for? Your salat for who? For Allah. Fast it? For Allah. Alright, so why you calling other than Allah? Why you making dua and invoking other than Allah? Why you seeking refuge and help from other than Allah? Why going to a dead person in the grave and say, oh so and so, cure my mother. Oh so and so, help me with my test tomorrow, my interview. That person is dead. Now you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is an obligation that every single act of worship, not just 50-50, not even 99.1%, every single act of worship has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah commanded us with this. They were commanded so that they worship Allah alone, sincerely, the religion sincerely for Him, hunafa, meaning upon tawheed, far away from shirk. And they establish the prayer, and they give the zakat, and this is the upright religion. Someone wants to be upright, he has to be upon tawheed first, and far away from shirk. Be sincere, have ikhlas, and adhere to the commands, and stay away from the prohibitions. And the last point in this class, al-abid. العابد هو الذي يعبد الله. العابد, the worshipper. من هو العابد? Who is a worshipper? Who is a worshipper, if I ask this question? من هو العابد? Who is a worshipper? نعم. Is the one who worships Allah alone. نعم. Who have another answer? Naam, Uthman?
Whosoever worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with following the Quran and Sunnah with understanding of the companions.
Ahsant. He's the one who worship Allah by following the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the companions. Naam. These both of them are good answers. Who have another answer? I should say another good answer. Naam. That's another good answer. He says, a worshipper is the one who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inwardly, he says, and outwardly? What do you say in the end?
No.
Completely. Ahsant. Nah. Who else? That's another good answer. Who has another good answer? Na'am, Abu Abdullah.
The one who's performing the act of worship.
The one who's performing the act of worship. Aina. For who? For Allah. Sincerely. Now, قال العابد من امتثل أوامر الله واجتنب نواهيه. All what he says is good. But here is a simple answer. A worshipper is the one who comply with the commands of Allah by acting upon them and stay away from His prohibitions. Because Allah commands us to do certain things and command us to stay away from others. So, a worshipper, a good worshipper, he's the one who complies with the commands of Allah. If a command from Allah come to him, he says, look, where this command come from? They say, قال الله. قال رسول الله. Allah said, the Messenger says, a worshipper, he's like, that's enough. Because he knows he's a servant of Allah. And Allah created him or her and fashioned him in a best form. Provide them with endless bounties from the fresh air they breathe, the fresh water they eat, variety of food. And especially in our time, don't you think, look, man, 21st century, I got a good job, I can buy anything I want. People in Libya, they got millions, not just a good job. They don't have nothing to buy. There are people in Syria, they have millions. In Iraq, as we speak, in Palestine, some people got money. But then where are they going to go? They can even stick their heads outside their windows. But we have this ni'am of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we thank Allah for all of this. So a worshipper, a good worshipper, is the one who comply with the commands of Allah. That's enough. If a person said, we're going to do this, he says who? Allah says in the Quran, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in this authentic hadith, that worshipper who understands the true meaning of ibadah, and that he is a servant of Allah, and he is created only for that, he's like, Bismillah, let's do it, to the best of my ability. Likewise, a good worshipper who understands this meaning of ibadah, and that he is a servant of Allah, and Allah created him only for this purpose, if somebody tell him, Akhi, what you're doing is wrong. What do you mean wrong? Shouldn't do that. Says who? Allah says in the Quran, لا تقربوا الزنا. Lying is haram. Zina is haram. Alcohol is haram. Cheating is haram. Backbiting is haram. Says who? Allah says in the ayah, the Prophet Muhammad said, a believer, a worshipper, he's like, that's it. I'm not doing that again. That's why Imam Al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, طالب الحق يكفيه دليل واحد وصاحب الهوى لا يكفيه ألف دليل. Imam Al-Albani, one of the great scholars of our time, he died some 15 years ago. He says, if a person adheres to the truth and he is looking for the truth, and he wants to apply the truth, one proof is enough for that person. Everyone, you don't have to bring everything. Just tell him, look, this is what it is, because Allah said. One ayah. Because the Prophet Muhammad said, one hadith, he will say, Jazakallahu khairan, and act upon it. He says, but if a person follow his desires, 1,000 proof will not be enough for that person. Whenever you bring him a proof, he's like, oh, you know, you got to be another way. Why the other one is not doing it? Why you? Why should I take it from you? Why bring him? But the sahib al-haq, yakfihi dalilun wahid. We ask Allah to keep us all as firm upon the truth. طيب الأسئلة الآن. We come to an end for this class. طيب. Before we go to the questions that I'm going to ask, anything you want me to say, to repeat? The definition? العبادة اسم جامع. Let's... طيب. That was one of the questions. So, I supposed to ask the question, not you. But since he asked, mashallah, I let you slide on this one. Okay, since this is one of the questions, I will ask you and you answer your brother. That's fair now? It's fair, right? طيب. Who can answer? ما هي العبادة? What is عبادة? نعم, جهاد. قال أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. هل هذا صحيح؟ Is this is the answer? لا. This is a good answer, but not for this. This is the answer to what question? Who knows? أحسن. ما هو الإحسان؟ إذا كان السؤال ما هو الإحسان؟ نعم. If the question was what is إحسان, then you can give us that definition. What is the definition of ibadah? What is the definition of worship? Na'am Ibrahim. Can you raise your voice a little bit so all of us can hear you? But you're doing good. Just repeat what you said. Ahsant. Jayyid, jiddan. But you missed two words. Who can help the brother with those two words? But he did very good actually. He said, ibadah is a comprehensive statement that includes all what Allah loves and pleased with from the things that are hidden or manifested. That's excellent. But he missed two words. What are they? From statements and actions. Statements and actions. Both, not just actions. Statements and actions. Okay? Now. Anything else we want me to repeat before? The Arabic? Al-ibadatu ismun jami'un likulli ma yuhibbu Allahu wa yardahu. Naam. Min al-aqwali wal-a'mali al-zahira wal-batina. Ayyib? So we go to the questions now?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Naam al-Kash. Who is al-Abid? You remember that? Who is al-Abid? Al-Abidu man imtathala awamir Allah wajtanab nawahih. Al-Abid, a worshipper, he's the one who complies with the commands of Allah and stay away from the prohibitions. Whenever a command of Allah comes, whether in the Quran or in the Sunnah, he's like, look, this is what Allah said, I gotta do it. Okay? Now, and any prohibitions, stay away from this, don't do this, don't go there, don't look at this, don't sign this, don't buy this, don't go there, don't say that. He's like, if it's Allah said that, or the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then that's it. That's it. He's like, right, that's haqq. Yes, I'm my deficiency. Yeah, I'm struggling. At least the person he knows, he's struggling with something. He has deficiency. Why? Because this is not pleasing to Allah. It's not pleasing to Allah. I gotta do something about it. Of course, people are different when it comes to changing our bad habits, and that's another topic. Some people, they hear one statement in one class, one khutbah, one reminder, one text message, and that's it. Some other people, they struggle with it for days, some for weeks, some for what Allah. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to act upon His commands and to give up any haram or any disobedience that we may be involved with. Now, طيب السؤال الأول ميز العبادات الظاهرة والعبادات الباطنة بوضع خط تحت العبادة الظاهرة. Here they tell them distinguish between the acts of worship. They're going to give them some acts of worship. Say highlight, put a line under those ones that are manifested, not those who are hidden. But you cannot put a line. I'm just going to say the ibadah, and then you tell me if it's manifested or if it's hidden. Okay? But say it in Arabic. Zahira is manifested. Batina is hidden. Say Zahira. Batina. Zahira. Batina. Zahir. Why you say Dhuhr? Why you say Dhuhr? Asr. See, that's how people go from subject to another one, by not paying attention. Because they said repeat only two things, right? Zahira. Batina. Zahira. Fajr. You see? See, that's those who pay attention, is like, wait a minute. No. You're not supposed to say that one. You don't see? Now, so we know that. Al-Hajj. ها؟ ظاهرة، نعم. التوكل باطنة، التوكل، نعم. الدعاء ها؟ ظاهرة، نت زاهرة، ظاهرة، أينما عبادة ظاهرة. الصلاة ها؟ ظاهرة، نعم أحسنت. الخوف باطنة، أي نعم باطنة. الجهاد في سبيل الله ها؟ ظاهرة، ظاهرة، أي نعم. النوم What is النوم؟ Who knows النوم؟ Sleep. What is that? Huh? That's عبادة. All right, now. Sleep is عبادة?
To wake up for Fajr, you have to sleep. Your intentions.
If you don't go to sleep, you don't wake up?
If you stay up, you might sleep right before
Fajr. Alright, now, is sleep an act of worship?
Something that he's happy with it.
Mm.
I think sleeping is part of it because it's in the Quran, right?
Sleep is from the habit, the thing that we do. Like eating, drinking, okay? But this adat, they call them adat, the things that you do because you go to sleep because you're a human. It's not an act of worship. But like Adam was saying, is that those adat, which is things like eating, drinking, of course, water and that which is permissible, and sleeping, these are adat, things that we do. But they become an act of worship if you do them if you have a good intention behind, like he says. After Isha, he says, I'm going to go to sleep because I have to get up early. Now that you become, that become an act of worship that you are rewarded for. Likewise, he says, I'm going to eat good food. Okay? Stay away from junk and food that may make you sick, because he says, I'm going to keep my body strong so I can perform actions of worship right. Even that food, which is normal, you know, is a normal act, you be rewarded for alhamdulillah. طيب. That was enough. The second question, أكمل الفراغ. ما هي العبادة؟ العبادة اسم. Who can complete? العبادة اسم جامع لكل. نعم, we can all pitch in. ما يحبه الله ويرضاه من الأقوال والأفعال الظاهرة والباطنة. That's the definition. So those who said it, maybe after the class, after Isha, you get together and you take from him what you don't have and give him what he didn't have. This is what the ulama, they used to do, the students of knowledge, after the class of hadith, of fiqh, of tawheed, they take in notes, they remembering something, memorizing something. They get after the class, after the circle, they sit in one corner together and like, come here, I heard you said something that I didn't have. And he said, what is it? Ah, I said, ismun jami'un. Allah, I didn't have that jami'un. But he knows that he says, likulli ma yuhibbuhu Allah. So this is how you help one another. You review the class together, okay? Now. طيب. بماذا يكون تحقيق طاعة الله؟ How a person is obedient to Allah? How can a person be obedient to Allah? If you want to know yourself, you don't have to wait until somebody comes to you and say, oh, you're obedient. Yeah, you gotta check yourself if you're obedient or not. But how do you know? How much money you have? What car you drive? That decide if you're obedient or not? What clothing you wear? Huh? the more you fear Allah. Naam. That's not a detailed answer that I'm looking. If you know what is the meaning of taqwa, you get the answer. Naam. How a person is obedient to Allah. Naam.
You avoid what is forbidden.
Ahsant. Naam, Usman. How you're obedient to Allah? Ahsan. By acting upon the commands of Allah and staying away from the prohibitions. Tayyib? If you allow me, we go to the second, or the third class, okay? Unless if you want us to review this one. Everything is okay with this one? Tayyib. الدرس الثالث التوحيد وأنواعه التوحيد وأنواعه. The third class, توحيد, Islamic monotheism and its categories. There are types of توحيد. قال التوحيد هو إفراد الله بالعبادة. This is the definition of توحيد. توحيد is to single out Allah in worship. That you worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. التوحيد هو إفراد الله بالعبادة. You single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship by worshiping none but Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. التوحيد هو إفراد الله بالعبادة. وهو دين الرسل الذي أرسلهم الله به إلى عباده. And also you should know that Tawheed is the religion of all messengers. Every single messenger was sent with Tawheed to his people. It's not just Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isa, Jesus. Now, Musa. Ibrahim. Ismail, Ishaq, Yusuf, Nuh, Adam, all of them. All the prophets and messengers. So this is clears the misconception, because some people, they like, look, Muhammad, he came with Tawheed. Okay, let it be for you on this, but their prophet didn't bring that. No. Every single prophet called to this, to Tawheed. Now, these prophets and messengers, they came in different times. And before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the messengers before him, they used to send to their own people, but the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent to everybody. These are prophets who they came in different times, different places, but they all have one mission. Tawheed. Calling the people to worship none but Allah. To worship Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah says in Surah An-Nahl, Ayah 36, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. We have sent amongst every nation a messenger. Every nation, a messenger saying to his people, worship Allah alone and avoid taghut, meaning avoid worshipping anything or anyone else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to a human being, then a taghut, as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah he mentioned, if it's a human being, he has to be pleased with that. So therefore Isa alayhi salam is not a taghut. Because he's not pleased by the Christians, because the Christians, they worship him. But he's not included in this, because he's not pleased with that. Aynam. قال وهو ثلاثة أنواع. And it is three types of Tawheed. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, wa Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, wa Tawheed al-Asma'i wa Sifat. Tawheed is three categories, three types. The Tawheed of Lordship, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, Tawheed of Lordship. Number two, Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, Tawheed of Worship. There is questions too, by the way. Alright? And number three, Tawheed al-Asma'i wa Sifat, the Tawheed of the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Tawheed of the names and the attributes. فلا يكون الشرح لا يكون الإنسان موحدا حتى يفرد الله وحده بأنواع العبادة. A person is not considered upon Islamic monotheism unless and until that person single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of these types of worship of Tawheed by devoting every single act of worship to Allah. That's a true muwahhid. That a person who is upon Islamic monotheism, this is a person who is a worshipper, who worships none but Allah, because he devotes all actions of worship for Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like those who they say, yeah, Allah creates the heavens. Oh, Allah created all us. Yeah, only Allah sent the rain. Oh, Allah created the sun and the moon. But then they do something else. But they prostrate for somebody else. Or they believe that some man can do something, bring them some benefit, especially if he's dead and the like. Now, every act of worship has to be performed for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من رحمة الله بعباده أن أرسل الرسل هداية للناس وبيانا للصراط المستقيم. Sending of the messengers by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from the mercy of Allah. Allah wants good for His servants by sending them, the messengers, to guide them to the path. Subhanallah, to guide you to the path. People are confused even with the messengers. The messengers were sent, the message is still there. Many people are still confused and they are lost. Can you imagine without messengers? SubhanAllah. This is from the rahmah of Allah. It's a great ni'mah that Allah sent to us, our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has made clear to us the path that leads to the Jannah from the path that leads to destruction and to the hellfire. الرسل جميعا يدعون إلى التوحيد وينهون عن الشرك. Another very good point from this class is that all of the messengers call to Tawheed and they warn against shirk. Every single messenger, that's his call, his main call, worship none but Allah. And he warned against worshiping other than him. There is not a single messenger who said to his people, worship me, worship my mother, worship angel Jibreel, worship the sun, worship the moon. No. There is not a single messenger of Allah that said that. Hashem. Every single messenger called to this, to Tawheed. Even though you find people who, for example, we use as example because it is evident, the Christians, who they worship Jesus alayhi salam. Well, they are in different groups themselves. They are those who worship him by believing he is God himself, some they said he is the Son, this and that. But you do not find, even in their books, that Isa alayhi salam said to them, worship me. They just come up with that stuff themselves. Themselves, if you ask the Christians, you worship Isa, he's the Lord. What? Did Isa say that? They will not find, they will not tell you that. They just come up with these things because, remember, hawa, desires. Alhamdulillah for Islam. If he wants to be upon the haq, alhamdulillah, we have knowledge of Islam. You ask, who wants me to do this? Why we want to do it this way? In Salat, for example, some people may come and just because if they want to follow their desires, and they like, look, today we work very hard. Asr time, maybe they were building a masjid. Maybe they build a masjid. Maybe somewhere people, and then their sheikh said, you know guys, we were here since Fajr working so hard. That's it. Three prayers is enough for today. Allah ghafur rahim. Go home and sleep. So that tomorrow you can be here of Fajr again. Can they do that? Can they listen to this person? Meaning they're not, they're just going to go to sleep after the Asr, don't wake up for Maghrib and Isha? It will be different if this man When he came to pray Maghrib, the imam of that masjid, and he saw that the people are half asleep, because all of them, they were helping and working hard. Maybe it was a hot day, extremely hot, and they were there since Fajr and working hard, they half asleep. Yes, he could combine Maghrib and Isha, if there is a need. But for him to send them after Asr, just go, because you were working hard, building the house of Allah, just go to sleep, don't pray Maghrib and Isha. He can't do that, he has no right to do that. But yes, people who don't know principles, they may fail for that. They may even thank him, right or wrong. Oh, thank you, what a good imam we have. Tell you don't pray, is a good imam? Why? Why is a good imam? Because the circumstances. Because if the same imam, a week later, a month later, they finish the house, they build the masjid, and all of a sudden they all have energy and stuff, they forget, then he's like, guys, after Asr he says, you know what, just go home, there is no Maghrib and Isha today. Just go home and sleep until Fajr. What are they going to say to him? Are they going to thank him? They're going to say, oh, thank you. What are they going to say? Perhaps they're going to say, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Why we don't pray Maghrib and Isha today? But the circumstances, and that's what exactly Ahlul Bidah, the people of Bidah and innovations, they play on the emotions of the people. If you wonder why now the Khawarij, they have followers and have people that listen to their nonsense, they take advantage of emotions. Instead of the people say, wait a minute, now we know our brothers have been killed, mashallah in Gaza, this, but oh, wait a minute, we will do it this way. Says who? Did Allah say that? Nah. Those who follow principles, they are the ones who, yes, we understand what these people are going through, and this, hey, there is only one way to do it, man. I'm a worshipper. I have to comply with the commands of Allah and stay away from prohibitions. I'm not going to mix my emotions. No, yes, I have emotions, I feel bad for those people, but I'm not going to do it my way. I'm going to do it the right way, by complying by the commands of Allah and staying away from the prohibitions. Is this understood, ya Ikhwan? Now we get to the question, right? The Adhan. You're saved, mashallah, for a while until the Adhan, okay? We ask the questions after the Adhan, inshallah. Three questions, simple questions, alhamdulillah. Now, you ready for the questions? Three simple questions, three simple answers from three good brothers. Hey, we have more than three good brothers in here, by the way, okay? So it should be easy. أولاً عرف التوحيد. What is the definition of توحيد? What is the definition of توحيد? نعم. إفراد الله بالعبادة. أحسنت. That's a good, that's the way. That's the right definition in Arabic. نعم أخي.
I don't have an Arabic, but I don't think it's single.
Ahsant. Naam, in English. To single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by devoting all acts of worship for Him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. Udhkur anwa' al-tawheed. Udhkur anwa' al-tawheed. Mention the types of tawheed. Naam, Lokesha.
Tawheed al-ubudiyyah.
أحسنت بارك الله فيك أعيد أحسنت توحيد الربوبية توحيد الألوهية وتوحيد الأسماء والصفات نعم one third person to repeat نعم أحسنت you deserve a gift And you're right next to the donor. He just volunteered. You may call it mandatory voluntarism, but hey, it's worth it, right? MashaAllah, barakallahu fi. You have one in here too, you on your left. Tayyib? MashaAllah, jazakallah khair. Number three, متى يكون الإنسان موحدا لله? متى يكون الإنسان موحدا لله? When a person is considered muwahid upon Islamic monotheism, When? Just by his name, having name Abdullah. His name is Ibrahim. I said he's a muwahid. His name is Ishaq. His name is Ali, Uthman, Umar. That's make a person muwahid. When a person is a true muwahid, is a muwahid, someone who's a pan-Islamic monotheism. When? Na'am Ibrahim? Huh? When he adhered to Tawheed. Ahsan, but that's how he adhered to the Tawheed. How he adhered to Tawheed. Umar. He worship Allah alone, he does not associate with him any partners. Good answer. Another body has another answer. Okay,
when he
Ibrahim
he singles out Allah in all the types of
tawhid. Ahsant. Ayna, mashallah. Naam.
When he applies all the three types of tawhid.
Naam.
Finds himself adhering to the commands of Allah and staying away from the prohibitions.
Nah, that was the previous class. You didn't flip the page? Huh? We're in the class number 3, right? No, not 2. Jazakallah khair. Nah, you may not be alone. Trust me. Nah, Mahmoud. Be like. Ahsant. Huwa kadalik. Imuwahid. What you guys said is good. Good stuff, but for other questions. But when a person devote all acts of worship for Allah alone, that's a muwahid. That's the muwahid. Not someone who some actions for Allah, one or two for somebody else. No. The muwahid is the one who before he act upon any worship, he's like, look, he has to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us knowledge, beneficial knowledge, and keep us firm upon Islamic monotheism. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam al-islami kathirun. Izzakum Allah khayran wa barakallahu fikum for your attention and for your contribution.